This is KLOI LP, Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM.
Perfect music, perfect music, lying by me in my bed. Perfect music, perfect music, talking to me in my head. Perfect music.
Welcome to Gleanings. This is Sue Dumond, and I'm here every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. stirring up a musical stew. Tonight, I am going to start with a local musician, Bruce Harvey, over on Orcas Island, from a little project he's done called Mangler of Bluegrass. I love that he's mangling up some bluegrass. It's based on Bill Monroe's release, Masters of Bluegrass. And just to get started, I'll read a little bit from Bruce's site about what he has to say about that. Well, if Bill Monroe heard this recording, he'd probably say, "That ain't no part of nothing." Mangler of Bluegrass is my track-by-track deconstruction of one of my favorite recordings of all time. Bill Monroe's Master of Bluegrass, recorded and released when Bill was 70 years old in 1981. This great recording remained unreleased on CD until January of 2007, when Bear Family Records released a 4-CD box set entitled My Last Days on Earth, which contained Master of Bluegrass in all of its glorious entirety. Finally, I bought Master of Bluegrass on vinyl the day it came out in 1981, mainly because I had heard Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys perform Right On, Right On at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, and I just loved the tune. Masters of Bluegrass didn't disappoint, but there certainly was a slipshod feel to the whole affair. Larry Sledge, the bassist on the sessions, later confided that we did the entire recording in one session, just not much over 3 hours. Wow. From the wacky production, for bluegrass that is, to the cool cover art, Master of Bluegrass was a gem, and yet it seems to always cruise a little bit under the radar in the bluegrass community. I started to become a little obsessed with this recording that was only available on vinyl or cassette until very recently, and started playing and recording the tunes just for grins. One thing led to another, and fairly soon I had quite a few of them on tape. But there was one problem. Some of them rocked and some of them rolled, and none of them really were bluegrass. Thus, Mangler it is, with each tune taking on a different genre. Sorry, Bill. So here we go, Bruce Harvey's take on Masters of Bluegrass, Mangler of Bluegrass. We start with Old Ebenezer Scrooge.
Dear Bill. No. Dear Mr. Monroe.
That's been my big problem since I've had bluegrass music. I've been the head of it to keep out the stuff that didn't want in it, you know. That's been as big a problem as to get them to play, you know, what I really didn't want. Thank you. real hot licks with the fiddle don't need to be in it. You don't need drums in it. You don't need a dobro in it. And a hot guitar, you don't need that in it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bruce Harvey, mangler of bluegrass, his take on Bill Monroe's Master of Bluegrass. I think he mangled that up pretty pleasantly. I really like that stuff. It's really, it's melodic and just really wonderful. And so that last one was Fair Play, and before that was Melissa's Waltz for JB, an Evening Prayer for Blues, and we started out with Old Ebenezer Scrooge. And if you go to Bruce Harvey's site, which is radiofreeolga.com, you'll see he has a link to Mangler of Bluegrass, and he offers it for a free download. And the first tune, Ebenezer Scrooge, I noticed the other day that he has a new mix of it, but I used his old mix because Bruce, I love it all, but I kind of like that first mix the best. So anyways, so this is Sue Dumont, and you're listening to Gleanings, and I'm down here at KLOI. And I've been a little remiss in giving the phone number down here. So if you want to call in during while I'm playing some songs and talk to me, that would be cool. The number here is 468-3656. So we'll go on to our next set of songs here and start out with a little Crooked Still.
First unto this country, a stranger I came. I courted a fair maid, and Nancy was her name. I courted her for love I didn't obtain. Do you think there's any reason or right to complain? I rode to see my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I came across a stallion that was both white. Thank you.
than a space. Conclusions to my questions seem to point the same direction. If I'd have treated you like crap, you'd have probably stayed. Well, I was never smart enough for mind games. I guess my problems just weren't interesting enough to capture your attention or affection. 'Cause our April romance died on the 1st of May. 'Cause I'm just a simple girl. I've been living in a much too complicated world. I got a simple heart, just need something to love. I wanna give my heart away without it getting thrown back in my face, without it getting dragged through every mess in town. I'd rather give it to a red bone hound. And we'll sing our
Yvonne. She'll be here on July 19th at the Grange. Redbone Hound. I need me one of those too. So before that was Cutting the Mullet by the South Austin Jug Band. I'd cut a mullet if I had it. I remember when my daughter was really big on dissing mullets. And before that was When I First Came to This Country by Crooked Still. That's a new one from them. So now is the time for the Lopez Island Music Calendar. And as I just mentioned, Iggy Vaughn with Will Sexton at the Lopez Grange, Saturday, July 19th at 7:30 p.m. Iggy is known for her twisted Tex-Americana, as you can tell from her lyrics. On that very same night, at 7 p.m., is the Abbey Road Live concert at 7 p.m. I already said that. I'll say it for a third time, 7 p.m. at the Center. And that's a Beatles recreation. And I haven't seen this written around anywhere, so I don't want to put too much info out about it, but I did happen to look at the New Old Time Chautauqua page on the internet because I'm heading down to the Oregon Country Fair. Some of you folks who may have listened last week know I did an Oregon Country Fair special, And the new old time Chautauqua is a bunch of country fair performers. And I noticed on their schedule, they'll be here July 20th. And I believe that's at the Hummel House. And I'll have more info about that next week. But let me tell you, the new old time Chautauqua puts on a great show. It's music, juggling, magic, acrobatics, clowning, aerial acts, comedy. And the Flying Karamazovs are part of that. Faith Patrick usually travels along, and Hacky is a clown from Germany, and lots of other folks. So that'll be a great time. So if you tuned in last week, you might have heard the Dead Air Gypsies at 9 o'clock, and they won't be here tonight, but I hear tell they're going to be updating us on some of their adventures next week at 9 after this show, which is Gleanings. So moving along here, as I said, I'm heading down to the Oregon Country Fair down in Vinita, Oregon. I'm taking off tomorrow, and when I hit the road, I gotta have lots of music to play, and one of my favorite road tunes is Cumberland Blues. And that's by the Grateful Dead, a group that I'm quite fond of, as many of you know. But I'm not going to play you a Grateful Dead version. I'm going to play you a version by the Waybacks. It's kind of bluegrassy, which is what I'm kind of doing tonight. And it's about 20 minutes long. And so sit tight or dance a little, whatever is your preference. Okay, the Waybacks with Cumberland Blues.
It's our last song, everybody. Thanks so much. Well, you know Bendy Fingers' last song. This is one of those ones where we'll walk off stage and pretend like we're all done, and then we'll come back out and do another one. How's that? Thank you. just one more night, and I can't sleep here no more. Little band clock says 7:45. You kept me up till 4. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, or I can't work here no more. a poem and make $5 bill. It keeps him happy all the time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry. Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your shift at the mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
That's where I mainly spend my time.
Make good money, $5 a day.
Cumberland Blues. That ought to get me down the road a piece. That's a Grateful Dead tune from Working Man Blues. So that's about the end of my hour, and hour sure does go fast. So I'm going to head out and with another Waybacks tune called In the Night. It's a Professor Longhair tune. I'll see you next week, 8 p.m., followed by the Dead Air Gypsies at 9 p.m. So have a good one, and I'm sure I'll have lots more music to share after I come back from the Oregon Country Fair.
Folks, you know what? We're very fortunate people here. We got, it's not only a wonderful celebration for the Massey Cancer Center and all your own bad selves, but we've got a birthday here. Wyatt is 21 today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Wyatt. Happy 50th birthday to you. Right on.
Happy birthday, Wyatt.
All right, we're going to do a little Professor Longhair for you.
Out of here, gotta get too frisky. Well, this morning can't find no whiskey. In the night, in the night, in the wee wee hours between midnight and day, nobody here gotta stand in line. Come on in, have a good time. In the night, in the night, in the wee wee hours between midnight and day. Ah, Jane. Sex appeal when they get to rockin', it's a real good deal. In the night, in the night, in the wee wee hours between midnight and day, some of these chicks get a real real rough. Holla apple whiskey and a dip of snuff. In the night, in the night, in the wee wee hours between midnight and day.
watch plans, you get near everybody hop in the night, in the night, in the wee wee hours between midnight and day.
Warren Hood.
This is KLOI LP, Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM. That's it, folks, for Gleanings for this week. Hope you'll tune in next week at 8 p.m., followed by 9 p.m., the Dead Air Gypsies. So returning you to the random playlist, though I have queued up things that aren't so random. So here you go, some Danny Schmidt, Happy All the Time.